There are a handful of proposed plans offering universal health coverage. None have made it out of the legislature the past three sessions. But now those advocating an overhaul of health care have an important ally under the dome. Robert Craig with Citizen Action Wisconsin says they have a Democratic Senate on their side.
We think that at long last, we finally have the opportunity to have real health care reform in the state. It is catapulted to the top of public policy priorities.
Voters in 11 communities passed resolutions last November asking lawmakers to do something about high health costs and availability of insurance. Leaders of the Republican-controlled Assembly say they favor reforms which include health savings accounts, something labor groups have opposed. Andy Gussert from the Teachers Labor Union, AFT Wisconsin, acknowledges the single-payer system they want has special interest opponents.
And we understand there will always be groups out there like hospitals, insurance companies, WMC, that are going to oppose anything we do because they're profiting off the current situation.
Opponents said the cost of changing to a single-payer system. Those advocating such change say the state's now paying an estimated $35 billion for a health care system with high administrative costs and one which many can't afford to use. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.